Now I'm dropping down to verse 13. He says, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Now, it's a section like this, this verse here, in fact, this whole section here, that has caused many expositors of the past to call Isaiah the prophet of the commonplace. And certainly that is true. Now, this is a great statement, friends, and it's the reason I'm pausing here with this. Now, there are a great many Christians today, and they're generally Christians that have a hang-up. They are not satisfied with their Christian life. They are very, I don't like to be, well, so brutally frank, but they're actually totally ignorant of the Word of God. And there comes along some little course that you can take in a week, maybe a two-week course, or maybe just a few days. And all of a sudden, you'll be given the answer to all your problems. You'll know now how to get along with your mother-in-law, and you're not going to fight with your wife anymore, and you're going to be able to guide your children aright. The boss is going to give you a raise because you've become such a wonderful star in his employ. Fact of the matter is, friends, it's the solution to all the problems of life. Let me say this to you very candidly, because some of you are being greatly disappointed today. I'm getting quite a few letters like that. And a great many people that think if they can just get a certain experience, and then they go into bitterness because the experience didn't solve their problem. Will you listen to what the Word of God has to say? There is no shortcut to the Christian life. There is no easy way. May I say to you today that the yoke the Lord Jesus gives is not an easy chair. And the only way in the world that you're going to grow as a Christian is just like this. And this is so commonplace, and this is so ordinary that I hesitate to say it. Because, very frankly, the minute you say it, somebody say, ho-hum, is that all? Well, friends, this is all. But it takes every bit of this. You want to know the word of the Lord? The word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Just the daily grind of getting into the word of God. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little, there a little. And what happened? They didn't follow through and they fell backward. That is, they are in a backslidden condition. That's the reason that so many Christians today are in a backslidden condition. It's not actually that they're weaker than anybody else. They just don't spend enough time in the Word of God. That's the thing. Now, I recognize that I'm not saying something that's exciting. If I would announce on this radio today, I have a little booklet. It'll take you 30 minutes to read it. If you will write in and get it, this little booklet will give you the answer to everything in your Christian life. I will guarantee to you that the first day we'll have over 1,000 orders for that little book. Because even this wonderful listening audience that I have, there'll be 1,000 in it that would go for something like that. Friends, actually, to say it takes us 5 years to go through the Bible, that's not very exciting, do you think? 5 years? Well, that's what it'll take. Precept upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. That's the only way you're going to get it, friend.